My fellow South Africans, this is Dr. Arno van die Kerk. In 6 weeks from today, we could wake up to a righteous government taking office the day after the elections. We are all concerned about the current situation and direction of our country. But on the other hand, we are also hopeful that a divine intervention will take place. The truth is, God wants to use you and me to bring true change. He wants us to be instruments of his divine intervention. Please read Isaiah 59, verse 14 to 20. I've had a number of meetings with political leaders the past month, and let me tell you, this country is ready for change. These leaders are listening to the voice of God's people expressed by the Christian consensus, and they are responding with commitments. Later, this will be made more public, so be on the lookout for that. Good news on all fronts is that a great awakening of God's people in South Africa is taking place. We are no longer a sleeping church. People are saying, I'm no longer available to do nothing. Finally, the sleeping giant is waking up. Support for the Christian consensus are now almost 1 million people standing up for righteousness in the land. The truth is, only the church, believers in Christ, can change the situation in the country. Christians are unashamed of the gospel, are the ones holding the key to unlock the chains holding South Africa back. The future of the nation is in our hands. The Lord has prepared us for a time such as this. Millions of believers have united at the It's Time events and many other events. Now it's time to put our faith into action. My beloved brothers and sisters, the moment has come to rise up and make your voice, our vote, and our actions count. The hour is critical. We don't even know if there will be another election at the rate at which things are deteriorating. We need to unite to change the whole atmosphere in the nation with such an awareness of God's presence and destiny and purposes in South Africa that drastic change come on the 8th of May and after that. But we need a strategy to bring a turning point in South Africa. Now listen carefully. Here's the strategy. We are going to storm the elections to usher in a righteous government. After that, we take hands to make South Africa a righteous nation. How are we going to do that? With 5 steps, including 4 landmark events, which will cause a huge build-up. Step 1. On Saturday, 30 March 2019, there will be an official prayer activation in South Africa. This is phase 1 of the groundswell call to action. Before we want to see change in the natural, we first need to intensify our prayers and intercession for that change. Dr. Arthur Frost leads this national prayer activation. Then step 2. On Saturday, 6 April, top leaders in the country are going to unite in our capital city, Pretoria, to sign a declaration to officially make South Africa a kingdom nation. Step 3. On Saturday, 20 April, an important prayer meeting will take place in Johannesburg, where political leaders, church leaders, Christian marketplace leaders, sports leaders, and others will intercede strongly for our country. No politics that day, only prayer. More details will come later. You are most welcome to attend this history-making event. Then step 4 is the big day. Saturday, 27 April 2019, when all Christians wear white and take to the streets for Jesus marches all over South Africa, big or small. We're going to express our faith in public places, praying together, worshiping the Lord in the streets, restaurants, coffee shops, etc. From that day forward, Christians in South Africa will no longer be ashamed of our faith. We will call it True Freedom Day as we bring a massive shift in the nation. Also, on that same day, a mass meeting will take place at Mount Zion in Germiston. Please come if you're not far. On this day, phase 2 of the groundswell call to action kicks in exactly 11 days before the election. Then step 5 is the 8th of May, when Christians will be storming the elections prayerfully and peacefully, again wearing white. Seeing each other, we will spontaneously start praying together when we stand in the rows to vote. A new nation will be birthed that day. Together, we are restoring God's purposes in South Africa. See all the detail on the website www.greatawakeningsa.co.za and share this audio far and wide so it can inspire people to unite for change. All of this will be undergirded by prayer led by my brother in Christ, Dr. Arthur Frost. People, there are a huge prayer awakening taking place in South Africa, and the Lord is using him to improve people's skill level regarding prayer. He collaborates with many prayer networks to prepare a highway of prayer for godly change in South Africa. We stand together, so take hands with us as we all usher in God's divine destiny for South Africa. Change is coming, and God is leading the way. Now we declare, open you gates, South Africa, for the King of Glory is coming in. Who is this King of Glory? It is the Lord, strong and mighty in battle. It is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Amen!